Go ahead now. Find yourself a comfortable spot. This recording is designed to be listened to while laying on a bed or sitting in a comfortable chair somewhere where you won't be disturbed. So go ahead and find that comfortable spot and take a moment to wiggle down in that comfortable spot, making yourself comfortable and relaxed. That's right. And in a moment, we're going to take some nice deep breaths. We're going to hold the breath at the top for a couple of seconds and then release the breath slowly. So go ahead, take a nice deep breath in. Hold that breath for a couple of seconds. Then release the breath slowly. That's right. And again, holding the breath at the top and releasing that breath slowly. And as you breathe out, you may start to notice how the body sinks down, down into that breath. And as you breathe in, you may start to notice how the lungs expand and the diaphragm moves. That's right. And you may start to notice feelings and sensations around the body. As the mind and the body start to slow down, and any thoughts of the day that drift in, we'll just let those thoughts drift on out as quickly as they came. And the subconscious mind can go ahead and keep drifting those thoughts out and away. That's right. Now I want the subconscious mind to search out any stiffness, any soreness, any tension, and just dissolve that away like butter in a pan. And the subconscious mind can keep searching out that stiffness and soreness and keep resolving it and dissolving it. That's right. And how's those deep breaths going? Notice how the mind and the body have already started to slow, and we've only just begun. Now, I don't want you to go into hypnosis too fast or too slow. Just the right amount of time for you. And I want you to focus now. Focus all that attention on those feet. Those feet work so hard for you every day, taking you everywhere you want to go. Those feet do deserve to relax. So go ahead in your mind. Tell those feet to relax. Give those feet a command to relax. That's right. Now I'm not sure whether you'll notice it in your left or your right foot. As they start to relax that wonderful sensation. You know that feeling. Focus your attention on that feeling and let it spread up one of those legs. Some feel a lightness, some feel a heaviness. Others feel a tingling sensation. Whatever it is that you're feeling right now is a sign that hypnosis is starting to take place. And you can allow that wonderful feeling to spread up that leg and down into the other leg. So all the muscles and the tendons can go loose, limp, and slack, just like the legs on a rag doll. That's right. Searching out that wonderful feeling now as it spreads up the body, up into the shoulders, and every muscle, one by one, like dominoes, is going loose and limp and slack. As you allow that wonderful feeling to spread down those arms, feeling it spread down those arms into the fingertips, rolling around back up to the shoulders and into the neck, spreading up over the face as that jaw relaxes, goes limp and slack, as you decide to now let go even further. As you feel that wonderful feeling spreading up the face into the eyes, in around the eyes, all those tiny little muscles around the eyes, you can feel the eyelids going loose. So heavy now. That's right. And if you have your eyes open, you can close them. And if they're closed, you feel no need now to open them anymore. As that relaxation spreads up over the head, you can feel yourself slipping further and further into that wonderful feeling. As you feel that wonderful relaxation wash over you, rolling down the mind and the body like a wave, down to the tips of the toes, rolling back up to the top of the head, feeling wonderfully relaxed. And there's a part of you that is just so curious on just how deeply relaxed you can feel. Because the more you relax, the more benefits you'll get from that relaxation. That's right. Now I want you to use that wonderful imagination of yours. You were born with a very powerful imagination. I want you to imagine yourself walking down a path. This path can be made out of anything you want it to be made out of, but just get a sense or a feeling of walking down a path. The path is calming and relaxing, and you take a moment to look around and admire what is around you. That's right. Really taking notice of everything along this path. And the further and further along this path you walk, the more relaxed you feel, the more calm, the more peaceful. And as you look down to the end of the path, you can't quite see where it goes, but you're curious. Curious at what's at the other end. This path feels like the right path, the safe path. Calming and relaxing as you start to float down this path. You may start to notice the feelings and sensations around the body as it drifts deeply, deeply into relaxation. And you find yourself floating along that path. And the more you float along that path, the more deeply relaxed you feel. That's right. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 5 down to 1. And with each number, you feel more deeply relaxed than the number before. And when I get to 0, that's your sign. That's your sign to completely let go. The sign when you say to yourself in your mind, it's time to let go. That's right. 5. Feeling yourself drift a little further. 4. Feeling so much more calm now. 3. Any outside sounds that you may hear is just life going on around you. Just allow those sounds to drift in and out and refocus on my voice. And in fact, with each and every sound, you slip into deeper relaxation. That's right. 3. Drifting down further and further. 2. Letting go just that little bit more. 1. 3 times more deeply relaxed than the number before. And 0. That's right. Tell your mind now. Let go. That's right. Feeling so completely and deeply relaxed right now. Such a wonderful feeling. An enjoyable feeling that you can feel whenever you want. Just taking yourself back down this path. And take a moment to enjoy this wonderful, relaxing feeling. Now I want you to imagine yourself at the top of that wonderful staircase with big wide steps and a comfortable handrail. And down the bottom of the stairs, you see a familiar door. It's the door of change. As soon as you recognize the door, your subconscious starts to drift you towards it, pulling you down into a deeper state of comfort and relaxation, drawing you closer and closer to your door. And as you peer in front of the door, you take note of any changes to the door. And as you feel your hand already on the door handle, you feel compelled to open it. So go ahead and open the door of change and step through to the other side. That's right. And as soon as you notice a thick cloud or fog is floating in the air blocking your view, you notice it starts to lift, thin out and clear. Just as it does in nature when the sun's warm rays cause the mist to lift and the sun shines and the birds begin to sing. And now you find yourself standing again in your room, and that amazing feeling of calm is everywhere, and you feel it filling you up with stillness, and you feel so calm. As you look around, you may decide to change things around or keep it the same. It's your choice. You might want to bring in all the new tools that you are learning and put them somewhere handy. And as you go about admiring or changing your room, you notice the boxes lined up on one wall, like the box you burnt up last week. And again, one box is standing out more than the others. You are drawn to this box. It has a label. As you get closer, you read the label. The box is labeled sadness. And in a moment, we are going to open the box of sadness and release any unnecessary sadness out of the body and the mind into the box. This box can expand to whatever size it needs to be to make sure that we can get rid of all the unnecessary sadness from our minds and body and situation. So go ahead now, open the box of sadness. As you look down at the body, you notice the unnecessary sadness is already starting to leave. It might be words, thoughts, pictures, things that you've heard or said, memories in motion or still pictures in your mind. It might just look like vapor or shapes, or you may just sense it leaving. But go ahead. Release all that unnecessary sadness into the box. Feel it going, hear it, and see it leave you. Notice how the body feels lighter already. You have no need for this unnecessary sadness anymore. That's right. That's right. Let it all go. Take your time. And just let the subconscious mind now check down deep into the center core of yourself and release the last remaining unnecessary sadness into that box. Well done. You are doing so well now. Now I want you to place the lid on that box. And as you do, you will notice that the lid shuts and locks down shut. And I want you to use the power of your mind to seal the edges of that box all the way around, firmly and securely. And once again, right now, a fireplace materializes from the floor over there. This fireplace will appear whenever you need it and leave when you don't. In a moment, I want you to use the power of your own mind to throw that box of unnecessary sadness into the fireplace. So go ahead, heave that box into the fireplace, that's right. Watch it burst into flames and eventually burn right down into ash. Down to tiny little particles of ash, white, light ash, that's right. Notice a tiny little breeze in the fireplace, swirling up the ashes now, straight up into the chimney, as you imagine it taking them all the way away, up into the sky, further and further from your awareness. They're nearly all gone now already. Totally gone from your awareness. Well done. Feel how amazing it feels to have that weight removed from your body. Take a moment to take in that change. That's right. Now you notice something out the corner of your eye. Across the other side of the room were boxes, These are the glowing, sparkling, shining, radiating, angelic boxes. Ooh, I wonder what's in them this time. I wonder. One box is standing out more than the others. You feel it pulling you over, drawing you in. It also has a label. As it draws you closer, you realize the label reads happiness. It's the box of happiness. In a moment, we're going to take the lid off the box of happiness forever. And when we do, that wonderful feeling of happiness will pour out of the box and into your body and mind. So go ahead, take the lid off the box of happiness. Notice how the wonderful feeling of happiness pours out of the box, swirls around your room, filling up every space in the room and makes its way around to you. As the wonderful feeling of happiness enters the body and mind, you feel this wave rush over you, this wave of happiness and serenity. As happiness is pouring out of the box, it turns into a wonderful, happy color. And whenever you see this color today, tomorrow, or next week, we take a deep breath and this wonderful wave of happiness will wash over you and fills you with bliss. You start to notice this happiness color everywhere, and soon you will start searching out for it, looking for it, and each and every time you notice it, it gets brighter and brighter, and you feel that wave of happiness rush over you. That's right. Now take a moment to enjoy this change and this wonderful feeling. Now I want you to look around your room, this wonderful room you have returned to, and find that comfortable spot to relax that body down. And as you relax that body down, I want you to take yourself forward to a place in time. A place in time when all that unnecessary sadness might have usually taken over your feelings. Notice how you are doing things differently now. Notice how happy you are. Wow, so happy and so calm. And now let's go to another time in the future where you could really need to use that wonderful, happy feeling. Great. Now notice how you are using that wonderful feeling of happiness to be in control of the situation, to be in command of your own day. That's right. And as you lay in this comfortable spot, take a deep breath to signify all the changes we have made today. Knowing that you can always come back to this special place whenever you need answers or to feel safe and to get a boost to the feeling of happiness and or calm. Those boxes have all the happiness and calm you will ever need. They are yours by right. And you have now felt this happiness and calm deep in your heart. And you know that they are always there for you, forever and ever. And tonight, when you go to bed, at a time that is right and natural for you, any dreams that you'll have will be of a learning nature and positive. And when you wake in the morning, you'll awaken knowing something's changed and surprised that this wonderful feeling still remains with you as you look forward to whatever it is you're going to do for the rest of the day. Knowing today and every day is the first day of the rest of your life, and every day in every way, it gets better and better. Every day, in every way, it gets better and better. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I say 5, your eyes will be wide open, wide awake, fully aware. Then you can decide to drift off into a natural sleep, all awakened, fully ready for the day. The choice is yours on 5. 1. The feeling comes back up through the feet and rises up into the body as you're becoming more aware of yourself, the room and the surroundings. And 2, feeling the energy now return to the body as the heart rate and blood pressure return to whatever it is that's normal for you. And 3, feeling the mind and the body realigning now as you can now start to feel your arms and your legs, fingers and toes. And 4, coming closer and closer up to the surface as the vitality starts to swirl around the body, feeling that energy return. And 5, eyes wide open, wide awake, fully aware. Now it's your choice to drift off to a natural sleep or awaken, energized for the day. The choice is now yours.